But the word of God made it so that they would die. Verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let me tell you this, it doesn't take a whole lot of faith to get anything from God. It takes only a very small amount. When Jesus' disciples said to him, Master, increase our faith. You know what he said to them? He said to them something that I think is quite remarkable. He said, if you have the faith as a grain of a mustard seed, which is the smallest of seeds. Now, again, I say that right now. As someone who has been a person who has had their minds befuddled with science and all kinds of philosophies and all kinds of things which do not profit into godliness, I will answer for those who say, well, there are smaller seeds. Well, it's kind of like an advertising. You could have a bunch of things that are pretty much the same, and you say, well, this is the best. Now, you don't say it's better because all these other things are pretty much the same. It is the smallest of seeds. Just like, you know, you could say, well, he's of the smallest of people. He is the smallest. I just saw the smallest person. Now, does that mean, you know, what it means is simply it is very small. That's all it means. It's just an idiom. Okay. It doesn't, because people will say, oh, well, Jesus didn't know that there are actually seeds that are even smaller than the mustard seed. It's not that. Well, he could have said so, but what he, you know, if he had quoted the 20th century scientific name of a smaller seed, would anyone have understood what he meant? It was the smallest seed known to those people. That's another way of looking at it. Anyways, so much for the doubters. Going on. He said, which is remarkable, that something so small could create such something so great. And they say, if you had faith as that, you could say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. You could actually lift a mountain out of the earth and put it into the sea if you had just that much faith. So, what does that say? It doesn't take a lot of faith. I know when I received the Holy Ghost, I had a lot of doubts. I had a lot of doubts. I've doubted through a lot of things, and God delivered me out of my doubts. As the as one man said in the Gospels, he said, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. There is, you know, maybe you can just do enough to say I believe. The less doubt we have, the more powerful it becomes. True. But the idea of wavering isn't so much that you have doubts or so on and so forth. I mean, in the sense of like, I really believe God's going to give it to me. It's in the sense of wavering from what your focus is. You know, to waver is, he says it's like the wave of the sea. It's driven with the wind and tossed, you know, flung. And it doesn't go by, it is not, has no, you know, visible real purpose of what it wants. When you ask for wisdom, you got to ask knowing that's what I want. I do want wisdom. Don't say, God, give me patience. And say, well, I don't know if I really want to endure all it's going to take to get the patience. You know what I'm saying? Like when I wanted to lose weight, I said, oh, I want to lose weight. But when it came to the things I loved that kept me, picking out and so on and so forth, it was a fight. There was some wavering there, like, well, but I still want to eat the way I do. You know, it's like I say, I want wisdom, but I still want to cling to folly. God gives to all liberally. He is bountiful in giving. He doesn't upbraid. He isn't going to chide or taunt you for the thing. You know what I mean? He is good. He wants to give you wisdom. He wants to give you patience. He wants to give you righteousness. See, you ask God for righteousness, but then you say, well, I don't know if I really want to live like that. You waver. You're not going to get anything from God. You have to really want it. It's more about what you want. And asking what you want, you ask it in faith. Not, you don't have to have like, oh, I know God's going to give it to me. You just say, God, please give me this. I really want it. You don't want to have any wavering in, you know, where you're like, oh, I think I want it. Oh, I want to become a son of God. I want that, but you don't really, not really sure. That's being double-minded, see? Having, which means literally in Greek, it's disuches, which means two-spirited. Of two spirits, the spirit of the world and the spirit of God. Meaning, I want to serve God, but I also want to serve mammon. I want to serve God, but I also want to serve the flesh. That makes you unstable. You have two minds, two spirits operating within you. See, it's not so much a question of having great faith to become wise. I think when I first asked for the wisdom to be, for God to give me wisdom was when I was like in my, you know, early teen years when I'd read the story of Solomon. How he asked God for wisdom instead of riches and so on and so forth. And God was pleased with his request. And they had to do him riches anyways. I asked God for the wisdom and I said, I don't care about the riches. And he said, okay. So he sent me the wisdom, but not the riches. Well, I'm sure some would question whether I have wisdom. I'd say, well, Paul, you have wisdom, but it's devilish. But it's not of God. Well, that's an opinion, isn't it? I mean, everything is opinions, isn't it? One man's opinion, another man's opinion. Even God's opinion. I mean, he obviously thinks things are a certain way. And other people disagree. But ultimately, you know, who has the power to make their opinions the reality? And their opinions are the truth. Because God determines what's true. Let's move on. Verse 9, let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low. Because as the flower of the grass shall he pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Now the brother of low degree is to rejoice, you know, like Jesus taught on the Sermon on the Mount. There's a lot of